Glory to God. We welcome you once again to this 5-minute podcast by Memphis Covenant Faith. My name is Pastor Helen Price. As we begin today's podcast, as always, we pray that God Himself this day will meet you as well as your loved ones at the point of your need, whatever their need might be. In James 5 and verse 16, the Word of God says, "Pray one for another that you may be healed." When I pray for you, my healing also springs forth. As a point of contact and agreement, please lay your hands upon yourself as I pray just for you and your loved ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to and bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort, bondage, and adverse habit from off of you and your loved ones, and command it to leave you and yours now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and declare over you and your loved ones, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, deliverance, recreative miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let you be blessed to be a blessing unto others. If you're in agreement with this prayer, please say, "Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive this." Today is podcast 24. Part 21 of Setting the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. We began a series of messages on who the precious Holy Spirit is. Last week, we continued to focus on the precious Holy Spirit as the Paracletos, the divine helper who comes alongside of us and inside of us to empower us to live a victorious life in Jesus Christ. We read Exodus 35, verses 30 through 35, where the Lord calls specific people and fills them with the precious Holy Spirit of God, giving them wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in all manner of workmanship. And He gave them also the ability to teach others the skills He had given to them. He does the same thing for us. Our focus today is on the precious Holy Spirit as the Spirit of grace. Zechariah 12 and verse 10 says, "And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn." In the New Testament, Hebrews 10 verse 28 through 29 says, "He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who have trodden underfoot the Son of God, and have counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and have done despite unto the Spirit of grace." The Amplified Bible of that verse says, "insulting and outraging the Holy Spirit, who imparts grace, the unmerited favor and blessing of God." Grace is defined as unmerited, unearned favor, every earthly blessing. And in 1 Corinthians 3:10, the Amplified Bible says, "According to the grace, the special endowment for my task of God bestowed on me. Like a skillful architect and master builder, I laid the foundation, and now another man is building up on it. But let each man be careful how he builds upon it." Beloved, it's so wonderful to know that the precious Holy Spirit imparts unto us the grace of God, that is, the favor, every earthly blessing, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the skill and ability that we need to do the will of God. As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and may His standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the Word of God says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, "Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Lord, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize and fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, might, ability, and strength." Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.